Well, we just left the courthouse this morning, and the judge said we could go our separate ways.
And everything we own, just like the separation papers say.
You can keep the curtains and the tables and the chairs and all those dirty dishes in the sink.
Well, you can take the golf clubs and the television set and that lawnmower that's always on the blink.
You can keep all the records and the hi-fi set.
You can take that phony fireplace and the log.
You can keep the car.
Well, you can keep the boat.
And I'll take the dog.
No, I'll take the dog.
Oh, no, I'm going to take the dog. Well, who's going to bring me my paper?
Who's going to keep me company?
You'll just have to give him up.
Now, I ain't a parting with that pup.
The dog belongs to me.
Now, hold on, Ray. You ain't going to take this dog away from me. I'm the one that feeds him every day and who always takes care of him when he's sick.
Now, wait just a minute, Jeannie. I guess you forget who it was that always took him to the vet and paid for all them shots at $7 a lick.
You can just forget about him.
I ain't leaving here without him.
Then you'll just have to stay.
I guess that's the only way.
Okay. I'll give back the curtains and the tables and the chairs, and I'll wash the dirty dishes in the sink.
And I won't take the golf club or the television set, and I'll fix that mower that's always on the blink. We'll both listen to the records on the hi-fi set by the fireplace with its gas burning log. We'll go riding in our car,
and we'll go sailing in our boat,
and we'll both take the dog. Yes, we'll both take the dog. Come on, Pushy.
Hey, baby. Oh, come on. Come to mama.
Here you go, Jenny. You want
to go? Yes, darling. Let me
go. Just go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Gene Shepherd, Ray Pillow, I'll take the dog. Hey, Jeff, I need to get right where you're at there. I'm sorry. I got all my stuff laid out here for this interview, and I do believe I have Darlene Arden right here on the radio with us. Darlene, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
Very good, very good. Hey, we've been talking about you here this morning. Glad to have you here. You know, Darlene, you have had quite a career. You're an award-winning writer, an author whose work covers a wide range of topics from pet writing to travel, women's issues, celebrity profiles. You do all these lectures on toy and small dogs. It certainly is a pleasure to have you on here today.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, it's the time of the year where it looks like getting out there to to take our pets on vacation is one of the issues that we're dealing with. You should know I have a large Weimaraner, Gracie, who graces us right here at Sharp Facets, where I also own a jewelry store. So she's right here with us all the time. And she loves to travel. But what about traveling with our pets?
Well, traveling with your pets can be a lot of fun, but there are some considerations. You have to decide if you're traveling by air or if you're going to drive. And they both require certainly overlap. You have to have a health certificate issued within 48 or 72 hours of your trip. You should be taking along a pet first aid kit. Always be sure to give your pet bottled water because water changes from place to place, and it can affect us, and it certainly can affect our pets. Take along a little bit of your pet's food. Chances are you'll be able to buy it wherever you're going. Have a veterinarian's name just in case at the address where you're going to in that city. Someone, hopefully your vet, can recommend. In case there's an emergency, you need to know where to go. Have an updated picture of your pet with you so that if, heaven forbid, the pet gets away from you, you can show pictures, have them made up at a local store, and get flyers out. You should also be very much aware of the safety aspects, not having your dog or cat loose. When you walk your pet, if it's a dog, then you should have plastic bags with you, and you should be picking up after your dog because you want to be welcome. If you're staying in a hotel, you certainly want to do that. You want to keep the room clean. You don't want your dog barking while you're out of the room. If you have a cat, you can get a portable litter box and bring a scoop along and a large trash bag so that at the end of the time, you're going to scoop daily and put that into plastic bags to be thrown out. But at the end of your stay, you want to pick up that portable litter box, that disposable one, and dispose of it in the plastic trash bag and leave the room as spotlessly clean as you can so that the next person coming along doesn't suffer. So they don't say, we won't take pets anymore because somebody trashed the room. You should have something that cleans enzymes, gets the odor out in case there's an accident on the carpet, something like nil odor or anti-icky poo, which really gets the enzymes. And those things are available at pet supply stores and certainly online. So there's a lot of stuff you can do. You should travel for safety. Be sure your pet has a tag and is microchipped. And don't forget to register the microchip. It does no good to have it if they can't track you down.
Sure. You know, I was very interested. You said that to keep your pet from barking. You know, how do you do that? If you leave the pet, how do you know that they won't bark?
Well, you leave them with, hopefully, your pet is used to your leaving and doesn't have separation anxiety. Be sure to leave them with the television or radio on so they have company, they have voices they hear. Leave them with a toy, a puzzle toy, something that will challenge their minds to get food or treat out of it so that they have that. Take them for a walk or play with them before you go out so they're not tired. And so that they've been able to relieve themselves before. The cat, of course, will have a litter box in the room, but the dog needs to be exercised. The cat's not likely to be barking, obviously. The dog is your real challenge. So if your dog is well-mannered, and if he's tired enough, he should sleep while you're out, but don't leave him for the whole day and go off. It's not fair to the dog. It's not fair to the place where you're staying. It's not fair to anybody.
Oh, you know, absolutely. I understand what you're talking about. But, you know, that would be my fear, is if I left Gracie in a place or if a noise or something, she would decide that she needed to investigate and would bark. So I'm very
normal.
Interested on leaving on the TV.
Period.
Do you think dogs actually watch TV?
If you can't pick the dog.
Huh?
If you're going to a restaurant where you can't pick the dog, come right back and get the dog afterwards.
Yeah. How about, is there any particular, do you think dogs actually watch TV?
Some of them do. I didn't realize it until I had one who was so hooked on soap operas that he couldn't go anywhere unless he could see his soaps. And he would stand the longest time for grooming, as long as he had a clear view of the television. And if he didn't, he'd let you know about it.
So he liked his soaps. What's he? Do you still have this dog? Because there's a lot fewer soaps out there now.
What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, do you still have that dog? Because there's so many fewer soaps.
No, unfortunately, I no longer have that dog. But I have a cat who watches TV.
Wow.
And she seems to prefer action shows. She likes things like MeTV running old episodes of Combat. I can't explain it. I think it may be the movement on the TV, but nothing else seems to attract her attention. Where the dog would sit for hours watching TV, especially with my mother, he would watch daytime and nighttime soaps. Nobody believed dogs don't watch TV until they saw him in action. But she will lie on my lap and watch TV with me. Until she gets bored, and then she's gone to do something else, which is probably power nap.
You know, I can't decide who's influencing who. Are we influencing dogs, or are dogs influencing us as far as their behavior?
I think it's a combination. I think a lot of people influence the dog. The dog has a basic temperament, but I think it's up to us to train them, to keep up the training, make sure it's always positive training, so that we're building a really good bond. And that kind of influence impacts everyone. I love it when people get into dog sports with their dogs. And it doesn't have to be anything overly athletic. When I say dog sports, most people are thinking, oh, do I have to run an agility course? Heck no. I certainly couldn't run an agility course at this point. But you can do something like Rally O or Canine Musical Freestyle, which and WCFO, World Canine Freestyle Organization, has divisions for juniors, so you can get your kids involved. Sassy Seniors, that can be a senior dog or a senior person, or both. And Handy Dandy Dancers for handicapped dogs and or owners. And then there are the regular divisions. So there's something for everybody. And it's fun, and there's great camaraderie, and you get to meet other like-minded people and have some fun with your dog. Plus, it keeps your dog interested and engaged. And since you're always teaching it new tricks, you're always bonding with your dog and doing things so that your bond grows stronger and your dog is mentally and physically sounder.
You know, that brings up an interesting question, Darlene. Do you think, they always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. True or untrue?
Untrue.
Untrue.
Absolutely untrue. It may take a little longer, but you absolutely can. And some of them, it doesn't take all that long, especially if you're clicker training, operant conditioning. It's a really easy way to train.
And how's that?
Anything that's positive reinforcement is easy. It's like working for a boss who, when you show him your best work, and you say, well, what do you think of that? Because he wants to see the project he's assigned, says, that's awful. And besides, you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. Or the boss who says, that's really good and I bet that'll be even better the next time. Which boss do you want?
I guess boss number two.
Uh-huh. You want boss number two, and that's the one you can have. You and your dog can build a great bond and have a lot of fun together. And isn't that what dog ownership is all about?
Absolutely. You've written a book. It's called Rover, Get Off Her Leg, Pet Etiquette for the Dog Who Pees on Your Rug, steals the roast, and poops in inappropriate places. That sounds like a fun book.
It is a fun book. I promise you that the behavior information is solid, but I think we all learn better with humor. And what I've done is taken the most common behavior problems, and I've explained them. Here's what it is, here's what to do, here's what not to do. And then I've taken anecdotes from not only my clients, but other people around the world who had the same problem. And I've changed the name to protect the guilty. I've also written it with my warped sense of humor. So the point is, somebody else has been through the same thing or worse, so let's laugh, let's get on with it, let's fix the problem. And at the end of the book are all the wonderful things you can do with your now well-mannered pet.
Sounds like a great book, Darlene. Where can people get your books?
They can get my books from any online or brick-and-mortar bookstore, or they can go through my website, darlenearden.com, Darlenearden, and click on books, and then just click on the book they're interested in, and it'll take them right over to the book on Amazon.
Well, you certainly have written a lot of books. Book of Wellness and Preventive Care for Dogs, that sounds like another good one.
It is indeed. The Angel Memorial Animal Hospital, which is world famous, and it's their program and the first time they allowed anyone to show their handouts for their clients. So you can work with your own veterinarian and build a wellness program for your dog in the place where you live, depending on your climate, your lifestyle, your dog. And it also has a lot of good emergency information in there as well to help you get through some problems so you can get your dog to the vet.
And what is your newest book that you've just written?
The newest one is The Complete Cat's Meow. Everything you need to know before you get a cat, during, after, how to properly socialize a cat, how to train a cat. Yes, you can train a cat.
I thought cats trained us.
How to clip nails, everything you possibly want to know. And it's the first time anyone has gone to responsible breeders and asked how they raise their kittens. so that anyone, if they're working in a shelter or they've rescued or their cat had an oops litter, will know how to properly raise the kittens so that each kitten has the same chance as a pedigreed kitten to have a wonderful, normal life and grow up to be a great, loving companion.
Sure. Now, Darlene, you know, we have a humane society right here, and, of course, they're struggling with getting enough food to feed their animals. We're helping out with our jewelry store here, Food Lion is. But, you know, one of the things when you go to a shelter, you want to be able to pick out a pet that, you know, whether it's a cat or a dog. You know, do you have any helpful tips as you're looking at all these animals and you fall in love with each and every one of them?
Oh, it's so hard. It really is so hard. You want to take the pet into, hopefully they've got a separate room, or you can take the dog out to walk it, or time to interact. See which one comes to you, which one will follow you. This is the pet who will interact more with you. Ask them about the pet's background. Was it abused? Do they know of any of that? Are you willing to take on that baggage and perhaps work with a behavior consultant in order to help that pet turn around? I strongly urge people to adopt older pets. Everybody wants a puppy or a kitten, and nobody wants to give an older pet a new leash on life. And chances are they've been thrown away by somebody who either can't afford to have a pet, didn't know that it was a lifetime commitment and didn't care, or even worse, was a beloved pet. I don't know how much anything can be worse. It's just all horrible scenarios. But someone who is an older person's beloved pet, the person dies, the family members come in, take whatever they can get, and throw the animal into a shelter to be killed.
Yeah, that's horrible.
The only source of love and comfort that person has, and that's not what they would want for their beloved pet. So these animals have lots of love to give and deserve to have a wonderful life for as many years as they have left. And cats can live a very long time. So, and smaller dogs live a long time. So I strongly urge people to look past the puppy and kitten, although we're coming into kitten season. And
yes,
those babies need homes too. There's no reason to kill a perfectly healthy animal. And look for somebody who's friendly, who's reaching out for you, who's following you. In the case of a cat, I find most cats pick their owners.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's true.
I can't even explain it, but they do. So, I mean, certainly I've been chosen, so I know how it feels. With dogs, you want to, a lot of people will feel sorry for this really shy one lurking in the back. That one's going to come with baggage. It probably has some issues. You don't want, if you're not active, you don't want the most gregarious one. If you don't jog, you don't want a dog that's extremely active. Talk with the shelter people and find out what they know about the dog's background, and that will help you make a decision, and then spend some time with the dog and see if you can bond with that dog.
You also need to take into consideration if you already have an animal or you have children, correct?
Absolutely. If you already have an animal, you want to be sure that that animal gets along with other animals and you introduce it to the new one on neutral territory. And with cats, it takes a long time. It'll take up to a month to integrate a new cat into a household. And it's a long process. It's in my cat book. And it's how you separate them at first. It's a long, slow introduction. With children, anything a child can pick up, a child can drop. And before the age of 7, children don't understand that they can inflict pain. So a puppy or a toy dog is not usually a good match for a child. Also, you want to be sure that they're not poking, prodding. No dog is Lassie. Lassie had a trainer behind the camera, and Timmy never fell in the well, despite popular opinion. You want to supervise all interactions. You are not getting the dog, puppy, kitten, cat for your child. You're getting it for yourself. The child can only be responsible for age-appropriate things.
Darlene, hold on just a second. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Just had to give that ID here at the top of the hour. But you're right. When you get a pet, you're actually getting it for yourself, even though you'd like to think that the child is going to be totally responsible.
and the child isn't, and the pet will be neglected and may die. Children get very tired of new toys. They're going to get very tired of this new creature in the house, this new family member. And make no mistake about it, it's a new family member. But just as you wouldn't, I hope, entrust your infant to your four-year-old child, or even seven-year-old, you shouldn't be entrusting that child with a pet. They can help with certain things that are age-appropriate. They can help you feed the pet, give it water, and go with you on walks. But you need to supervise, because if they decide to poke or prod or lean over, and children tend to be very loud, make sudden movements, lean over dogs, they don't understand what they could have done to elicit that kind of response from a small human.
Sure.
So it's very confusing for the dog and very startling, and when they're startled, they may bite. And they're going to blame the dog, and the dog's going to go back to the shelter, and really it wasn't the dog's fault.
Absolutely.
It stops and begins and ends with the adult owner and being responsible enough to supervise constant interactions whenever the pet is with the child.
Sure.
That has to be supervised. And when they're with other children, you don't know how other people's children have been raised, so you have to supervise. Children should always ask if they may pet a dog or a cat. Is it friendly? They should be taught not to rush up to a strange animal.
Absolutely. Hey, darling, we're almost out of time. I did want to know if maybe you had a quick story that you could tell us from, I'm fascinated by this, Rover, get off her leg. Do you have a short story you could share with us?
I can. It's the one that comes from the title. And it was a woman I didn't know who told me that her dogs would, shall we say, hump their way through the living room in a conga line. Whenever there was company, the dogs only did it when there was company. And she discovered the beagle was the ringleader. And my question for her was, what is the reaction of your company? And she said, thank goodness the minister has a good sense of humor.
Well, so did you think that the dog was being encouraged because of the sense of humor?
Absolutely. If you laugh at anything your dog does, or if anybody laughs, that's a great audience. Oh, I got a response. I'll do that again. It's like people who yell at the dog, oh, stop barking, or oh, shut up. And the dog thinks, oh, good, mommy and daddy are barking too.
Yeah.
So your best bet is to acknowledge the fact that they, oh, you see something, let's see what that is. Check it out, tell them it's enough, and chances are that'll stop the barking.
Absolutely. Well, darling, you have written a plethora of books. I tell you what, your newest one is The Complete Cat's Meow. That's a book out there. I'm fascinated by Rover, Get Off Her Leg. But there's so many books that you've written. You've had a fascinating life. From being at the Westminster dog shows and being part of so many things in life, it really has been a pleasure to have you on the air today. Darlene Arden, where can we get your books again?
You can get my books at any brick-and-mortar bookstore or online bookstore, or if you go to my website, darlenearden.com, darlenearden.com, you click on books, and there's a link to each and every book, and it takes you right to Amazon.
Well, thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being your company.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.